Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me. Wherever you are joining me, rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure you subscribe. Happy Friday to everybody out there. I don't want to act as if I am bigger or better than anyone else. But I do from time to time believe that I'm willing to say some of the things that other people will not. And because of that, I just have to let some 7-on-7 coaches understand some things about the way in which they allow their players to behave when it comes to 7-on-7. See, anybody that knows me knows that I think I actually don't have a beef with 7-on-7. I have beef with people trying to act as if 7-on-7 is legitimate real football, because it's not. It's an entirely different game. When we evaluate it, we shouldn't evaluate it as if because this person is good in 7-on-7, they're good in football. Because the element of getting hit is never there. Like, there's no fear. And fear is what separates ultimately the bad from good, the good from great, and the great from immortal. It's fear. However you deal with that fear, or you overcome that fear, that's how you make your name. But there's some disturbing stuff in 7-on-7 land. And I want to discuss it for a bit. Number one is, are you there to get better for football, or are you there to win the 7-on-7? I think this is something that we don't talk enough about, but really needs to be discussed. Are you there to win, or are you there to develop people for regular football? So if you have a dime defense, if you don't have any linebackers on the field for your 7-on-7, then you're trying to win the 7-on-7. You're not trying to develop your players for real football. Don't even act like you are. That safety, that corner that you put at middle linebacker, you're not making him any better at playing corner, because covering from the middle linebacker position in man-to-man or in zone is infinitely different than covering at the cornerback position. So you're not making them better at their craft by putting them there. But if you're open and you're honest about the fact that, hey, listen, my 7-on-7 team, we are here to win. That's what we're here to do. We're here to win. We're about winning. This is not about developing you into the best tackle football player you can be. This is developing you to our system so that we can win this tournament. If you're saying that, then cool. I'm down with it. I can ride with it. I can rock with that. But you got to be honest, because some of these young men are looking to get better. Like, some of these young men are trying to improve. And if they're trying to improve so that they can get better at tackle football, it doesn't help them be playing outside linebacker on your 7-on-7 team. Oh, well, they get a chance to learn how to play in the slot. What? Are you serious? So that's one of the things that I always look at, is just be honest about your intentions as a 7-on-7 coach. Number two, I'm all about looking good. I'm all about being stylish. I'm all about those things. But if there's no substance with the style, then the style is stupid. if you're going out there and you're wearing Looney Tunes, like Looney Tunes jumpsuits, you know, it's already that you got these dudes out here in tights. Now in tights and everything super tight all the time. It's cool. I don't mind it. Like I like some of the drip. I like some of the flair. I like some of the style. It's great. But if you suck, if you're not good, if there's no substance to the style, then get that thing out of there. By the way, also, a lot of you guys who bag on 7-on-7 coaches or AAU coaches because they're coaching with a backpack on, they have to play. Yo, what are you doing over there? They have to play multiple games in a day. 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 games in a day. So if they're playing 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 games in a day, you want them to move around the same way that they would move around if they were playing one game in a day? Of course they're going to be in sweats. Of course they're going to be in shorts and a t-shirt. And of course they're going to have a backpack on. You want them to take the backpack off at a 7-on-7 with thousands of people around and everybody focused on the game. All it would take is for somebody to walk up and grab their valuables. I'm keeping the backpack on too if I need to. If I don't have somebody to hold it and make sure that everything in there is safe, I'm keeping it on as well. A lot of times, some of these 7-on-7 coaches are there by themselves with all of the kids. So we got to stop banging on them about that. And not for nothing, sometimes the book bag, the backpack is fly. And so it's a fashion statement. And just because you don't come from that world of fashion doesn't mean that you can criticize the people who are there. Just sit back, tell people to get off your lawn. Cool. The last thing, and I think really the most important thing that I think about with 7-on-7 that really, it doesn't bug me. It's dangerous. And I'm just going to tell you my mentality, my mindset as somebody that coaches real football, and that when I coach 7-on-7 and when we do 7-on-7, I'm not putting DBs at linebackers. Linebackers play because I want them to get better at real football. Some of y'all got to watch what you say out there. This isn't specifically two coaches, but two coaches. Watch how you talk to my players. Watch how you talk to me. Watch how you talk to people around me. We will operate in a respectful manner. We will talk noise about the game. We will keep it fun. We will keep it cordial. We will keep it exciting. We're never going to be disrespectful or derogatory. My players won't be. The people who are there spectating for us will not be. And I certainly will not. I will not publicly be trying to degrade anybody, which means that if you try to do that, there's a high likelihood that you are going to get punched in the face. Keep it a buck. This is football. Football is a physical game. And so when you deal with physical people that coach and teach a physical game, I am teaching my kids that we are not standing for any other BS. We don't say nothing about nobody's family. Don't do a high amount of. Don't do a high amount of cursing out. Don't do any of those things that could be misconstrued as aggressive behavior. Don't do any of those things that could be misconstrued as aggressive behavior. Because if you're doing something that could be misconstrued as aggressive behavior, we are going to respond aggressively. Don't do anything physical. Don't come up and clap in one of my players' faces. You are liable, your kid, your player is liable to get punched in the face. This is not good sportsmanship. And just because you're not a good sportsman doesn't mean that we should always take the high road. We are not Michelle Obama. We are not Michelle Obama. You have a freedom of speech, but you are not freedom. You do not have freedom from the consequences of what you say and what you do. So if you come and you're clapping in somebody's face, don't be mad when they push you. Don't be mad if they try to slap you. Don't be mad if they punch you in the face. You brought that on. Oh, I didn't put my hands on them, so they shouldn't put their hands on me. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I break up fights all the time that start with words. So if you want to avoid the fight, don't say the words that you know you might want to fight over. See, it's really simple. You know why I don't get in, fights anymore? Why I don't get in altercations anymore? Because I never take it to the level of a fight. I never disrespect anybody with words to the level that they would want to punch me. And therefore, I don't expect them to do it. But on the off chance that they say some things that are my absolute, you know, if this is said, it's go time words, and guess what? It's go time. If they put their hands on me, it's automatic go time. And the way I was brought up and the way I raise my young men is really simple. You don't know what anyone's intentions are when they do something physical to you. So if you walk up too fast into my face, if you walk up too fast into one of my players' faces, their response might be physical because we don't know what your intentions are. So running up on somebody and doing all that clapping real quick, I don't know where that's going to stop at. So if you're doing it to me, I will most likely respond in a way that's physical. They will likely respond in a way that's physical because that's what they've been taught to do. We live in a really crazy society, and we cannot assume that we know what people's intentions are. And when we don't know what their intentions are, we can't sit back and assume that the intentions are good. That's how people get hurt. That's how people get jumped. That's how people get beat up. That's how people get stolen, snuck. All of the words that you want to use when you see these things. I was breaking up a fight one day. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was breaking up a fight one day. Well, I was trying to stop a fight before this fight began. So I am holding the kid back. And I'm assuming that the other coach has grabbed and held their kid. And while I'm holding my kid back, their kid that they did not restrain, that they did not keep, comes over me to punch my kid in the face. You want to know what my next response was? I let the kid go. I let the kid go. And I went directly over to the coach. And as my kid beat his kid's head in, not literally, but you know, got a good few ends in, as he got his get back in, I let the coach know in no uncertain terms we were not going to break that up because he should have done his job on the front end. My job is to keep you out of physical altercations if at all possible. But once it becomes physical, I want you to defend yourself. I want you to defend yourself in a way in which all of you get to go home. We never know what the intentions of people are out here. So coaches allowing their players to walk up in people's faces and clapping and pointing all in their head and head topping them. Like, if you want to head tap somebody, that's cool. But do it walking away and do it while you're celebrating with your teammates. Don't walk up on a person that you did that to. You're asking You're asking for trouble because you're doing something that's physical, some type of physical aggressive action, and you're not expecting a physical aggressive response? That's foolhardy. I see it every single day in 7-on-7 videos. There's not a 7-on-7 video that comes out where there's not kids pushing and shoving other kids or in their face. And my thing is, oh, well, those kids just must not be taught the way in which I teach kids. And some of you out there are not going to agree with this. Some of you out there are going to say, man, you can't be teaching these kids to be physical, to respond. I'm teaching them to respond, not to act. Right? I'm teaching them to be respectful and not act. But I'm teaching them to respond in a way that ensures that they are the safest they can be in the situation. So the moment it gets physical, some fight's going to break out. Now, before it gets to the physical, it's my job, it's the other coach's job to de-escalate the situation so that it never becomes physical. And the way we could do that, coaches, especially 7-on-7 coaches, is to let your players know that if you act like that, you're not going to play. Hey, listen, homeboy, I know you're excited. Homegirl, I get it. You're excited. Y'all just scored those touchdowns. Y'all got that interception. You got that stop. Do not do anything that is physically aggressive to an opponent. If you do, you will be pulled off the field. Because my number one goal is not to win a 7-on-7 championship. That's not my goal. My number one goal is not to win a state championship. As a coach, my number one goal is to provide an experience that allows boys and girls to become men and women. That is it. And in the real world, aggressive behavior has consequences. If you're at the job site and you have aggressive behavior and people don't feel comfortable around you when you're on the job, if the people don't feel comfortable around you because you're always so aggressive, guess what? You don't get the job or you don't keep the job. If people are aggressive towards you, and then you respond in aggression at the work site, then you know what they understand? They understand that they can't punk you. They understand that they can't do something to you that's out of bounds because you're going to defend yourself. All of these things are life lessons through sports. That's why I love coaching. That's why I love teaching so much. Real-time life lessons with real results, with real consequences. And again, if you 7-on-7 coaches out there would implement that, if you would hold tight to it, and some of you do, this is me painting a brush, but I understand that some of you individually do these things, but not enough of you, because all of the videos I be seeing is all behavior of people who I would not want to coach. I would not want to coach, and I would not want to coach with. Either there are guys who are the coaches that I don't want to coach with, or players who are behaving in a manner that I do not want to coach. There's a fine line. See, in tackle football, the cool thing is when you talk noise, you got to back it up physically. In 7-on-7, you talk noise, and then you get to run out there and go and run across the middle without any worry about somebody knocking you out when you try to catch the ball. So then when you catch a ball that you went up for because you weren't worried about the free safety coming over and laying you out, You get up and you talk noise directly to the free safety, understanding that the free safety does not have one of the two options that they normally have. See, in real football, when the ball goes up in the air, this and the wide receiver jumps to go and get it, the free safety or the cornerback or whoever's making the play on the ball, they have two options. They can either go for the ball or they can go for the man. This is what makes that 50-50 ball a little bit more difficult for a wide receiver. And if you tell me it doesn't, I'm going to tell you I'm a liar. I'm going to tell you you're a liar, because as a wide receiver who actually was about that action, who was not afraid of contact, it still is a business decision. But now you take away the ability for that cornerback to send a message, for that free safety to send a message. And now they only have to play the ball, something that they're probably not as good at, which is why they're playing free safety or cornerback. And then you get up and you talk noise in a sport that's set up for the offense to be successful? My guy, come on. So we got to watch what we say. And when I say watch what you say, I really mean watch what you do. Because in the end, it's what you do that's going to come back to haunt you. Shout out to everybody that's participated in 7-on-7 in the offseason. I see all the tournaments. I don't know how y'all have so many national championships. I don't really get it. But cool. Like, enjoy all of these things. Have fun with it. It should be fun. It should not be serious. It should be fun. You should get better at skills. You should have fun. But be respectful, because I've never seen teams that were respectful constantly get disrespected. That means coaches, you got to teach them how to be respectful, and you got to show them by being respectful. Talk your noise over here, but watch what you say to other people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.